You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Lying in the front room, the blinds are pulled. Catherine lies here on my arms. Newtown Street stretched down hills, reflecting glassy portraits of blue and yellow. A bloke wanders past. He says something caustic and I feel embarrassed. How lovely. Smokers bus stop, tuba heater, furtive fucking through the wall. Stained glass fingers poke through holes. Jersey steam up when I'm warm. How lovely. The town belt reflects the morning light, but not the indifference. Park cars put on notice, condensation, a welcome diffusion. This is something that would start to feel familiar. A different relationship based on the loving dynamic of the 38th parallel, said my friend who's a Facebook poet. You should change the sticks, mate, from chat to glue. How lovely. Smokers bus stop, tuba heater, furtive fucking through the wall. Stained glass fingers poke through holes. Jersey steam up when I'm warm. How lovely. Was that a pejorative statement from the man dressed in neoliberal blue? The financial controller says we need a new singer and he's written it on a piece of paper. On the ride into town, I catch a smile and live on that for a week. The girl from the Westpac, she's nice too. Smoke-filled jams and tone-deaf conversation. My 20s were wasted on me. How lovely. Catch a bus, go to work, I just want to see her face. Have a pint, have a smoke, it's all a waste. Anxious time, silly shit with caustic mace. Cherry locks, both and pills.
That is Big Scout with How Lovely. Hello, Greg. How are you this morning?
Yeah, morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. It's been a minute since we had a chat with you, and you guys have been very busy in the last year since that excellent album came out. You're open for Sleaford Mods. You've obviously been back in the studio doing a bit of recording. What's happening in the Big Scout crew at the moment?
Big Scout crew at the moment, well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We're doing a bit of recording for what we hope to be album number two, taking a bit of time with it. We've got about four or five tracks down. And in sort of other news, I'm having a little boy, and Maddie, our drummer, is having another baby as well.
So oh, congrats.
It's awesome, but it'll slow things down a big scale. Well, but it's just sort of riding the way from the Sleaford Mods opening slot, which was like playing with the Beatles for me. But there's a bit going on, mainly writing and all the boring stuff before it gets into people's hands and ears and other people start to enjoy it other than just us.
But that slog behind the scenes is always, it always really stretches out before you finally get that payoff of getting to play it or getting to, you know, give it to people to listen to. But you have had a very exciting year. Congrats on the baby front. That's always very exciting too. But musically, as you said, playing with your version of the Beatles, how was that Sleaford gigs for you?
They were incredible. We're getting to play at the power station twice is always a bit of a rite of passage, it feels like, for most bands. Then down in Wellington, so getting to play with the Mods three nights in a row. I think of the shows, I think I was more nervous about meeting them than playing the shows. Like, the shows is what we do. But they were lovely blokes. Get to talk to them at length, which was really nice, really validating that, yeah, I really like them now.
That's great. it would be very disappointing if the opposite had happened. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't I don't know why. I didn't think they were, like, bad guys or nothing. Like, you just go in with such high hopes because they're, like, heroes.
Yeah.
You go, I hope they're all right. I hope that validates it. And it did.
Yeah, that's so nice. And has it inspired any of the new writing? Have you found, like, new wind or new energy from doing those performances?
Yeah, definitely. When we played the mod shows, we played a couple of new songs that no one had ever heard before that we hadn't even recorded yet. So it gave us a bit of fresh impetus that these new songs were on the right track for. So it didn't, when I say it sort of, how do I word this? It didn't sort of change our direction or nothing. I think we were already in this direction, but that sort of confirmed that we were on the right track, that people would vibe with it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we vibe with it too. We were really excited about a slightly noisier direction. The council sport was a bit cheeky chappy, having a pop at the people around the small town, whereas this one still has that, but it's a bit gruntier and a bit more abrasive, I think.
Yeah, totally. That's an exciting direction to take. I mean, how lovely that we just listened to anybody who's ever spent any time in Wellington will be able to recognise that as a song. I mean, I've never lived there, but I've spent enough weekends there to at least understand the sweaty jersey thing. Oh my god, just the dampness sinks in a real way there. It's a whole experience. But that, you know, you guys are very observational. That's always been the way that you've written. How does a Big Scout song come together?
More recently it's been sort of me like noticing things or just seeing things that I don't want to use the term wind me up, but like that trigger me, because that makes me sound like an angry human, but just things that like resonate, or it's like one thing you notice and that could do with taking the piss out. And then we just go off on a bit of a tangent, create these characters and build songs around laughable characters that have a bit of social resonance, I guess.
Do you find, I was just going to ask, do you find that it is kind of a, like, you know, exhumes some sort of like stress or something when you are being able to take the piss out of these things that are winding you up or stressing you out? Does it feel kind of cathartic to work in that way?
100%. Yeah. 100%. I mean, living in a small town like Blenheim and trying to play this sort of music we're doing, or trying to play any sort of music. I mean, there's a couple of other bands down here that are doing the same as us, different musical styles, but being in Blenheim, it's a nice place to like bring up a family and that, but sort of the creative culture and arts and stuff down here, it's like either play some we know, or if there's anything going on like a gallery or that, it's like, have I heard of them? No, you haven't heard of them. Oh, I'm not going there.
It's
that sort of rubbish sort of outlook that motivates us and gives us a bit of a kick up the ass. Like, actually, we're pretty good at this. We're going to keep going.
Yeah. How do you keep the momentum going? Because obviously, you know, it is hard when you're in a small town and you're having to, you know, actually be the scene, not just join the scene. You are the scene. And also, you know, you've got family, you've got jobs, you've got all the other normal stuff that people have to deal with. How do you guys keep that, I guess, that momentum going?
We just love it. We're genuinely just three blokes that love music and love very different music. But we seem to have struck something collectively that we all really resonate with, and that motivates us in itself. We just love creating this stuff, and we've got very understanding families. it wouldn't be possible without them, obviously, like our partners and our kids and that. They're very understanding, very supportive. Like when we played the third mod show, Jim's family all came to the show and they were all backstage. Girlfriend and my daughter flew over from Wellington to surprise us. So we've got a really good support network, but the main motivating factor is that we just love it. I don't think we would stop it unless we have a massive falling out or nothing like that. It's just, you can chip away in the background. You don't have to tour every moment of every day as much as we'd like to, but the world's so accessible now. You can do things like we've done with Donut. Record it, get it done within about 3 weeks and put it out.
Yeah, totally. And that feels like quite a furious momentum. I mean, you know, with all the constraints obviously in place, but a furious momentum to the recording and the writing for these new songs. Have you found the subject matter has been easy to draw on in this last couple of years?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you've got all the rhetoric coming out about the election. I mean, that's what Donut's about. It's just having a little... I wrote Donut about 6 weeks ago, and then we recorded it and it came out great. We got a great catch and went from there. But like the subject matter of Donut is just a real dissatisfaction with the election this year and the people that we're looking to vote in. It's just like, who's your favourite wet fart? And yeah, just trying to pick. But the only one that I look at these politicians and say, who would I actually point my daughter towards? And I think that way. And the only one that I can ever honestly say is Chloe Swarbrick. She's the only one that I actually look at and go, yeah, she's good. I actually believe her. Everyone else, it's a bit like, oh, just copy-paste crap. But yeah, that's the subject matter. It's been a bit rhetoric. There's been a lot of rhetoric like that over the last couple of years, so you dive into that a little bit. And obviously with a tongue firmly in cheek, because we don't take ourselves too seriously. We have a moan about things like that, but... people can have a moan about you as well, aren't they?
Exactly, and that's the role of art, isn't it? It's to look at things and point at it and see what is and isn't satisfying about the way the world is at the moment and talk about it. And that's the role of artists and society, is to have that conversation.
Yeah, totally. And if we can create that conversation by playing music that we love and have a laugh along the way with two of my genuine best mates, I mean, it don't get much better than that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're going to play Donut now. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Greg. When can we expect some more? I mean, there's a video out today for this track, which is great, but when can we expect maybe a full length from you guys? Have you got any vague deadlines for yourselves?
It'll probably be back end of next year. Like I say, we're still in the writing process. We've got 4 or 5 songs in the can, but we want to have a decent selection to come from, so... I have a feeling over the next 6 months we're going to have plenty of source material.
Excellent.
So, we'll go from there.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Greg. Nice to chat with you. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Congrats on your tunes.
Yeah, magic. Thank you. All the best.
You're right, mate. It's too powerful.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.